Welcome back to Horizons.
Sheila Goulding, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you, David. It's great to speak to you. I suppose something I'd like to talk about is our faith camp. It's a summer camp for children, but as the name suggests, it's entirely faith-based. Children spend a week from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. and they have lessons in art, music, drama, sport. They have daily mass, they have daily adoration, they have confession if they're old enough to receive confession, and they have music where they learn beautiful Bible songs and activity songs. And it's just a really fun-filled week where the children are developing their own personal relationship with Jesus through fun and through enjoyment. So we've been running one in Killarney since 2019. A break during COVID. And this year we had 76 children, primary school age children, and we had up to 30 young volunteers who follow the program. Now we are part of a larger group, which is known as Camp Mhuire Bóthair, which was started by a lady, Margaret Meehan, from County Waterford 20 years ago. And the faith camps have been running in places like Mitchelstown, Tremore, Dungarvan, I think maybe in other places before COVID, but that they haven't resumed since COVID. But this year there were 5 different faith camps going on around Ireland. It's just a joy-filled week. It would uplift your soul. And we're so lucky we have the support of our parish priest and our bishop, and we have the support of the friars in Killarney, and we had 2 of the novices who came and helped out this year. And we also had support of a brother Mark from Castlemaine, who is a novice in the Dominican order. And the children got to question these people, you know, about their faith. And as I said to these men, that you know, they wear their robes as they come into the faith camp. And I said, this might be the only time in their lives these children will see somebody dressed in these clerical robes. And, you know, to use that opportunity to explain to them the whole possibility of giving your life over to God. One of our main leaders in faith camp is Caoimhe Lynch. She is in charge of music and she is absolutely magnificent. The children have such fun with her. And it's actually just such a joy to see the children participating in the Mass and singing all their activity songs during the Mass. We're just recovering from that at the moment. It's a tiring week, but it's certainly a fun-filled week.
It seems like you're go, go, go. You don't have a moment's rest.
It can be busy at times, but it's always good.
If people want to sign up their children to an upcoming faith camp, how can they do that?
If they get on the website, Campa, Mhuire Bóthair, they will find out details, and there are also uploaded lessons that were put online during COVID so that children would have the opportunity to participate in some faith-filled activities while they were housebound at that time.
And I've seen as well, there's details about them in the local parish newsletters, so people can get the details out of that as well.
Yeah, and we're constantly looking for young volunteers. When I say young volunteers, we'll say the format would be the children are divided into, we'll say, age-appropriate groups. So we would have had 4 age-appropriate groups this year. So we would have 1 main leader, 1 adult leader with each group. And then we would have some of the young teenagers who would like to come in and help. Once the participants go beyond the age of 12 and finish primary school, they are eligible to come in as volunteers, and they love doing that. So if any parish was interested in setting up their own faith camp, we would certainly be available to help. Actually, this year in faith camp, we had a visit from Eileen O'Driscoll, who works with Radio Maria, and she taped some of the children's responses to what they were doing in faith camp, and also taped some of their music and their singing, and it was broadcast on Sunday the 13th of July, but it can be got on YouTube as well for anybody who missed it.
Oh, very good.
I suppose my life generally has been focused on children because of my career. So I am involved in a group here for the last 25 years, the Children's Liturgy Group in the Church of the Resurrection, where the children up to First Communion age come into a side chapel during the readings at Mass, and they study the readings in a child-friendly fashion and participate in activities like singing or colouring. And we have a wonderful group of volunteers who work on a rota basis, and 2 of them are there, or maybe more, sometimes 3 or 4 are there every Sunday to work with the children. I feel that it's a very important thing to nourish the faith in children and to give them an opportunity, you know, as we've said with Faith Camp, to develop a personal relationship with Jesus, that regardless of what happens in their lives after maybe they go through the teenage years and go through a rebellious phase, that if the foundation of faith is there, I think it will come back to them and help them through any difficulties they will encounter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think it's great to get them out and meeting other people their age and meeting new people, because I think especially since COVID, we've all gotten very comfortable sitting on our chairs and scrolling on our tablets. And it's great to just get them out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Active participation, I think, works better than passive.
Yeah. And a bit of socializing never hurt anyone.
That's true. Yeah. And a bit of fun. I think it's important that children would experience joy in their faith. If we go back to the Bible and where Jesus emphasized, let the children come to me. But I believe that possibly we don't give enough importance to that attitude Jesus had of the importance of the faith in children. The children, I suppose, follow the teaching of Jesus very honestly in that they are quick to forgive, they are quick to trust. I believe that children's behavior is very welcoming towards new children in their group, and that we can learn that they have an instinct, you know, for kindness and for inclusion that we could all learn from.
You're definitely right. There's a lot of wisdom in children in a way that sometimes it is not present in adults.
That's true. Well, we lose it somewhere along the way. I don't know when we lose it, but we possibly had it when we were young.
Sheila Goulding, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
This is Tomás Kenny. Lord, increase our faith.
Much more will God give to all those who cry for I'm Gráinne Quirke, and these are the upcoming events from around the diocese. Missionary Sisters of St. Peter Claver are currently visiting Dingle Parish and will speak at the 11:30 a.m. Mass in St. Mary's Church. Next Sunday, they will speak at the 10 a.m. Mass in Lisbon. The sisters will speak about their work and would be grateful for your support. The annual Pioneer Pilgrimage to Knock Shrine will take place today. Prayers will be offered at Our Lady's Shrine for all who work in alcohol and drug treatment centres around Ireland. See pioneers.ie for more details. Ivora Vintage Club Annual Field Day takes place today at 11 a.m. The club's objective is to preserve and promote heritage and rural way of life, and they hold various events during the year. Alone Ireland are looking for volunteers to visit or call an older person and help combat loneliness in your area. Demand for their services is higher than ever before. If you can help and would like to volunteer, please visit www.alone.ie for more information. Grosta is a voluntary group of married couples in Ireland who have been facilitating pre-marriage courses for couples getting married in the Catholic Church for over 25 years. More details on grosta.org. A pilgrimage and historical tour to Skashery Island, led by Father Sean Hannafin and Dr. Declan Downey, will take place on Wednesday. It is in honour of St. Senan, who evangelised the Shannon Estuary region. Due to tidal conditions, the pilgrimage will leave Kilrush Marina at 4 p.m, returning there at 8 p.m. Good walking shoes and a stick for support are essential. Douaw Cemetery Mass in Springmount will take place on Thursday at 8 p.m. All welcome. A commemoration of Tommy O'Sullivan, the grotto builder at Ballyledger and Cruachmhór, will take place on Friday at 7:30 p.m. at Cronin's Yard. The commemoration will entail songs, poetry and stories. All are welcome. Pope Leo XIV has posted on X, "The Lord wishes to do something great in our lives and in the history of humanity. Yet there are few who perceive this. Pause to receive the gift and then proclaim and share it with others."
Thank you, Gráinne. After the break, Grandparents Weekend.